Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services.
I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 153 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about the gayest occupations.
Should be fun. Okay. Studies indicate that certain occupations tend to have a higher representation of individuals who identify as lesbian, gay, or bisexual, and transgender. We'll throw it into there, too.
I don't think these statistics include transgender, though.
Oh, okay. So I'll nix that then, so. It's okay. Sorry, my bad.
Occupations with a higher concentration of gay individuals. Number one, airline cabin crew. This profession shows the highest proportion, with 13.7% of employees identifying as gay or bisexual.
Follows a stereotype, I mean, but I can see that.
I guess they call them stereotypes because they're true.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's, I mean, when's the last time, well, you don't fly, even, you don't fly at all.
No, my wings get way too tired.
But when every time that I've flown, I think in the past 30 years, there's at least been, I've run into at least one ally or, you know, someone who's part of the, you know, the outfit army. So, but, so you do see it quite a bit. And it makes sense. It's in hospitality.
I guess.
You know, we tend to be very friendly people. Gay people in general.
Probably to survive.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you know, we do tend to strike up conversations and
make, well, maybe you do.
Yeah, like today. What did you think when that happened, by the way? Sorry, you know, off the script. Were you just like, oh, gosh.
I can't even remember what she said now.
She just said he was the best in Wichita. Steve said he was the best in Wichita.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different conversation.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. So, my turn. Creative and performing arts includes actors, entertainers, presenters, artists, and art officers, producers, and directors.
Especially directors.
Oh, really?
Well, in, like, community theater. I mean, that's always run by some big old queen.
Yeah. I know one in town. You know, big queen. You're right. I mean, yeah. That's funny. That's, yeah, putting two and two together right there on air. That's too funny.
By the way, we should mention that they're painting the house on the outside, so there's going to be lots of indistinct conversation in the background and noises and banging.
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Kind of like that.
Hospitality and food service. This encompasses roles such as coffee shop workers, bar staff, and catering supervisors.
And once again, same thing, get back to almost like the airline stuff.
The barista at Starbucks is always gay.
Yeah, most of the time. Or the server, the hostess, the waiter, the waitress, there's someone who's...
God, imagine if we all got together and went on strike one day, the economy would shut down.
Oh, yeah. We can contribute to the economy quite a bit. We have a lot of power. So we just need to use it. But with great power comes great responsibility. So... Okay. Leisure and tourism. Theme park attendants and potentially transportation and travel agents also show higher gay representation.
Is that true?
I don't know. I never really seen a...
The only travel agent I ever knew was like an 80-year-old woman.
Well, the two travel agents that I did know, they were a couple. They were very gay. They were together for years.
And it's been so long since I've been to a theme park, I just
most of the time, the theme park attendants are just 12, 14, old, like 14, 15 year old kids, not 12.
Yeah, on summer vacation. Break,
yeah, or the carnies, you know.
Oh, yeah, the toothless carnies.
The toothless carnies, you know what I mean? So I think it really depends on what part of the country you're in. I mean, if you're in the Midwest, I think it's carnies. And then most of the time, I know, like back home, it's you're working, the high school kids working in the theme park. Mm-hmm. Either that or you're a lifeguard. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but yeah, that's a real big, that was a pretty popular job to get, actually. Back home. So.
Lifeguard?
No, well, lifeguard, yeah, but being theme park worker. Because you basically...
It paid well?
It paid well, and you basically stood around and shot the shit with your friends. Mm. I didn't work at one because I would have to travel too far. But, yeah, so...
And we were just at something the other day. We were in a queue for something, and the girl at the head of the queue was just looking at her phone the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember what it was.
No, I don't know either. I can't remember.
It was a teenager.
Of course. Mm. Yeah.
Psychology and therapy. Psychologists, psychotherapists, and cognitive behavioral therapists are among those with more gay employees.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't.
You listen to Pod is My Co-Pilot podcast,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
You listen when I have it on.
Yeah. Is it Taylor?
Taylor is.
Taylor. He's a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good show, too, by the way. Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Although, I think I've only talked to two therapists in my entire life, and both were very old women.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever talked to a therapist.
Hmm.
You know, I've never... Not to analyze me or anything, but nothing like...
I can't imagine you getting depressed.
Mm.
Even when you had your leg cut off, you were still a ray of sunshine.
Mm. No, thank you. I don't think like that all the time, but it's nice to hear. So, thank you. Because sometimes I feel like I am not a ray of sunshine. All right. Librarians and library assistants. These roles also have a notable portion of gay individuals.
Okay, I don't think I knew any gay librarians, but I knew a guy who worked in their research department.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, before the internet, if you wanted to know something, you would call the library, and they had people who would look it up for you.
Was he one of them?
Yeah, he was one of them.
Was he gay?
Pretty hot guy, too.
Really? Probably, you know, The only librarians I ever knew were old ladies that were retired.
Yeah.
They were retired and they were volunteering at my school or the local library. So, but yeah. Here we go, guys. It's kind of unnerving.
Like we have a giant poltergeist.
I know. No wonder the cat was freaking out yesterday. All right.
Other professions: authors, writers, translators, and some folks with IT and public relations also have been identified as having higher proportions of gay individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see IT.
Sounds like somebody opened the door.
No, they're not. It's not them.
IT. I don't know any gay people in IT, and I know a lot of IT people.
You know, Jake. Jake's gay. He's IT.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he likes to think he is. So
he likes to think he's gay, too.
Poor kid.
Only when he can get a boyfriend.
Yeah. No, I don't know. So that's a... But, you know, I don't know any authors and writers, and, you know, I'm not that fortunate enough to know anybody like that either.
Hmm.
My translators are just my friends that are bilingual. I mean, so...
I know Les Wright. He writes about bear stuff, but... I mean, he's a gay writer. He writes about gay stuff.
Gay stuff, yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know that that is necessarily true.
Yeah. Okay.
Something that's missing here is nurses.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, some more healthcare industry in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that surprises me. That ruins the stereotype.
Yeah.
Because it's either women or gay men, they think.
Perhaps just because so many straight... Oh, I hate that word, straight. So many heterosexual men our nurses that it's just not seen as much as it used to be.
Because before, people would make fun of male nurses. Mm-hmm. What do you feel, fairy? You know, mm-hmm. yeah. Oh, you're a male nurse? Yeah, so. And I don't know how anyone could ever disrespect a nurse in the first place.
That's the most selfless occupation.
And it's, they...
And doctors are so arrogant.
Yeah, but, and nurses do all the work. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, so yeah, I give all, you know, you see me in the hospital, mm-hmm. you know, I give them all respect in the world, so it can't, it's a... It's
and when you're in the hospital, I try to do absolutely everything mm-hmm. I can for you so that they have more time.
Yeah, exactly, and you do, and you're a wonderful caretaker, and yeah, it's, so, but yeah, they, so talk about like a selfless job. I mean, you just do all this stuff, and then at the end of the day, mm-hmm.
And some people are still rude and mean to them.
Mm-hmm. And come up and no one tells them at the end of the day, good job. You know, mm-hmm. and they should. I think they deserve it. So, mm-hmm. but that's a shame.
Factors potentially contributing to higher gay representation in certain fields.
Okay. Acceptance and inclusivity. Industries or roles with more welcoming and inclusive environments may attract gay individuals. Some professions, like flight attendants, have a history of advocating for gay worker protections.
Is that true?
That's the first I heard of it, but I think it's a good idea.
Hmm.
And could you imagine, okay, back in the day, say you were a gay flight attendant, most of the pilots were probably military, so you have that machismo factor, mm-hmm. and you know they're giving grief. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Back then, they were treating women like sex toys,
like
too.
Going to a working class bar.
Exactly, and that's what it was back in the day. You could drink and smoke, and the flight attendants were treated horribly. The mm-hmm. women were, you know what I mean? But they were basically viewed as they're prostitutes in the sky almost. I hate saying mm-hmm. that, but so, and then the men, you know, trying to be a man to step in there, and mm-hmm. yeah, so I can imagine it could be very volatile.
Well, I think that what they're trying to say here is if you're in a profession where it's known there's more gay people, it's more accepting to be gay,
mm-hmm.
and it's easier to be out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You don't see too many gay preachers in evangelical churches.
Mm, that's true.
We know they're there, and they're just waiting to be caught.
Well, that's a big market. We could become preachers. We could become gay mm-hmm. preachers. That's a big market that has been touched yet.
L. Ron Hubbard says, if you want to make money, start a religion.
Just ruin all the scientists, Scientologists out there.
That's what he said.
I don't doubt it, but you think Tom Cruise is dying right now? Oh, gosh.
Shared values and interests. Certain fields such as arts and entertainment or non-profit organizations might attract individuals who share progressive values and a commitment to diversity.
Okay. Yeah.
Which fields do you... Arts and entertainment?
Arts and entertainment?
There's still a lot of gay actors that said, everyone told them, do not come out because it'll ruin your career.
Well, they get typecasted.
Uh-huh.
So.
But I think that would be mainly the people, the production people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the artsy ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
The people who dress the sets and
mm-hmm.
Do the costumes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that behind the scenes people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But
this podcast is going to be useless.
All right. Well, I think we're done, aren't we?
There's another page.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. No, we haven't done number three.
Okay.
Avoiding discrimination. Some individuals may seek professionals perceived as safer or more accepting to avoid potential discrimination.
Okay.
I think we just said that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. It is important to remember...
These findings reflect trends based on available data and do not mean that all individuals in these professions identify as gay or that other professions lack gay representation.
Kind of like assuming that a male nurse is gay.
Yeah. 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 Or a hairdresser. Just, yeah.
Oh, hairdressers. That's another one mm-hmm. that was not on that list.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number two, while some stereotypes exist about certain professions, it's crucial to avoid harmful generalizations about individuals based on their occupation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty much the same as number one, I think.
Yeah, number one. Mm. So, okay. Creating inclusive workplaces is essential for all industries, ensuring that all employees feel safe, respected, and valued, regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity.
So if you're in a non-traditional occupation and gay, they should still respect you.
Of course. I think that should be said without, or should be done without even thinking about it. But
although most companies are doing away with their diversity and
education and inclusivity. Yeah. It's too bad. Well, on that note, do you have a joke for us?
If I can say it louder than the noise.
Besides our workers outside?
I'm going to tell a rare lesbian joke.
Okay.
This is probably the first lesbian joke I've told on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
What do you call a lesbian with long fingernails?
Like danger? What?
Single.
I held that laughing because it was going to be a lot louder. I heard that one before, but it's still freaking funny every time. God. All right.
This was episode 153 of the Bear and Kura podcast. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
Next week, we're going to be at the Pride Festival in Wichita. So if one of our two listeners is in Wichita,
come on out
and see us, and we'll probably record the podcast while we're there.
Yeah. So, it should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. So,
this is Bear.
Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.